Thank you. kingdom requires first a beginning. There we go. That was pretty easy. Yes, the government ruled by a king is a realm where the rule of the king is wise to fulfill and is under his authority. Every kingdom requires a king. Some, you know, who cut the crown is also a king. But he's a part of the kingdom. We want borders of Christ. It can actually be defined. And then, as I was already mentioned, the will of the king, there are laws which govern the kingdom, which have been established by the authority of the kingdom. And then last but not least, you have the laws subject to people, that's right. So often in your, I wasn't taught this as a kid in church, but maybe the Lord is going to open it up and see all the people, you know, the church. The people of God, those who are part of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is different than the kingdom of this earth. It's clearly stated by our King of Christ. This is called a theocracy. And we learn what we may consider a republic or a democracy. A theocracy is different. A theocracy, according to Webster's definition, is a government of a state by immediate divine guidance, by God speaking and the subjects obeying directly, or by officials who are regarded as divinely guided. So those who would receive the word of God, we have the examples of Moses and Aaron, the other high priests, we have prophets and judges sometimes. Priests who would receive instruction from God and would declare it to the people. Israel was never meant to be just a nation or a kingdom of all the other nations and all the other peoples. It was to be a theocracy. But the king of Israel was always to be God. It was God's kingdom. It was His rule. It was governed by His law. And it was led by His presence. As we look at this, we can see that the King, God Himself, obviously Christ as well, the borders were wherever His authority was. So we know that the children of Israel went into a physical land, Canaan, and their borders were marked out very specifically. And within those borders, God's law was what was to govern, was what was to rule. It was the covenant people who had said, we will do the law. He wasn't within the covenant of Genesis 17. Because I want to see where God establishes the kingdom. All the way back to Genesis. Because it begins with the fathers. Genesis 17. Number 4. As for me, the old, my covenant is with you. You shall be the father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abraham, but the name shall be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kingdom after you. Also, I give you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger. All the land of Canaan, but the everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And now to the Abraham, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations. So here we have God very specifically promising nation, kings, women, and covenant relationship, laws, so that I will be their God. It was always about building the kingdom. That God would be their king. It was also commitment. There was a promise that God was going to keep. But he says, you shall do these. You shall keep my covenant. You and your descendants. There's conditions upon these covenants. Just like they are right today. Any of you been in Israel? Well, I don't know if you're like that. But it kind of works in time. It keeps up the value of the neighborhood. There's certain rules, you know, that what people can do and what people can't do. And kind of tells us, what? They don't need to tell me what I can do. I can't go to my own property. But that's kind of coming from it. The covenant set of rules, which are established. But whether you move into the neighborhood or move out of the neighborhood, those rules remain. The king had to be with his people. And if, I don't know if you've read a lot of literature and stuff that talk about a kingdom without a king. People need. As God would call the kings, the rulers, the priests, the builders, shepherds. We need that. We need to have them leading this kingdom. It begins again with Christ's presence. We see that in Exodus 13. Maybe jumping back and forth between the New King James, the King James. Exodus 13. Verse 21. The King James. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. Verse 30. went up unto God, the Lord, and called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thou shalt not say to the house of Jacob, and say to the children of Israel, It was sooner than I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on Egypt's name, and brought you unto myself. But I will draw you out, and brought you to me. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice, and do and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me. Above all people, for all the earth is mine. All of creation belongs to God. And at this time, he allows Satan to sit on the throne of this earth. Being a Satan is restricted. They want to do what God allows them to do. No more, no less. And verse 6, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord God commanded them. And all the people halted together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And then the lips of the covenant. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. God is very clearly saying, You shall be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. It's a formal establishment of his kingdom. And then he goes on to give them the law and he reveals himself to them in fire. This is what we're writing for.
Thank you.
clear, clear they were promising the result. Historically, the king was inaugurated, established as king. All of the people, all of the nobility of the subjects, swore themselves to the king. They committed themselves to him. The king would be their king. The need of government. Israel did not simply receive law. They did not simply get a religion to practice. They became subjects of the kingdom of heaven. They entered into the citizenship. The following was the largest said, you will be my people, and I will be your God. So, again, I think of it right here is follow God, saw him, read his law and his word. Was it all covenant perfect? Was it all covenant perfect? Remember them and bring them back. And remember them will be saved out not only out of Israel and those who are Jewish, but out of all the tribes, out of all the nations, which God promised to Abraham. Look at Zechariah 8:23. Now, this is the last section, the last verse in the chapter, which is all about the kingdom coming forward. There's a millennial prophecy of what will come, and that God will bring his people back. It ends with this verse, Zechariah 8:23. God told the Lord of hosts, in those days, 10 men from every language of the nations shall grasp the sleeve of a Jewish man, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. All nations, other peoples, it will still be alive, it will still be a part, and during that time period of the millennium, they will come to know. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant which I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by the hand to lead them out of all Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I would have hearkened to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. A new covenant. The law is written in their hearts. A direct relationship with them. Again, the word of the covenant, without any restriction. No one kept all of the inner sanctuary. No, nothing came in between. So that we might have forgiveness and be changed. Not just outwardly, but inwardly. The old covenant, brethren, was written on the floor. The new covenant was written on the heart. It is by the blood of Christ that it is to build his kingdom. That's it. We have been offered. That's the covenant that you and I are a part of. If we have believed and repented and been baptized to be washed clean, that is the way that you and I all made that same covenant. And said, I will. I will obey my king. I will serve him. I will follow him all the days of my life. But we are called into his kingdom. You've heard the first person to get out of this world? You are not Republicans. You are not Democrats or Republicans. You are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. This one matters so much more than our kingdom. people of his kingdom. And if he still chooses the people of his